I'm Michelle Longtime for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, April 8, 2024. Markets in Asia mostly up on Monday as investors focused on the bright side of better-than-expected payrolls data out of the U.S. last week instead of focusing on worries that may delay rate cuts further. Oil also slipping more than 1%, easing a bit of the inflationary pressure as traders monitor geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Here at home, the PSE Index saw listless trade ahead of a widely expected pause by the Philippine Central Bank, which it announced shortly after trading hours.
One of the real problems with inflation is rising food prices. The food component of the CPI has really been rising strong, and a lot of this has to do with rising prices of rice. Weather hasn't been so favorable. It's been tough. And actually, in a sense, there's not a whole lot the central bank can do about that. BSP has to be looking over its shoulder at the Fed because the BSP doesn't want that spread between local interest rates and U.S. interest rates to widen. And so they probably won't move until the Fed moves. And then how fast the BSP moves will be dependent on what's going on with inflation.
For the day, the PSE index finished flat, off by just 4 points at 67.41.
We were expecting the market to have to start cutting rates or start cutting rates on the third quarter. Now that indications might push that back, there is a little bit of a change in the risk. So we do see that effect happening in the market the past few days. Yes, we are expecting a 16% growth when it comes to the index. Index first quarter earnings, we are expecting a 16% growth this year. This is compared, however, to the 23 or 26% growth that we saw last year of first quarter. So there is a little bit of effect. But we still see a very robust growth, and we still think that there are some value given this growth.
In corporate stories, Century Pacific Food nets 5.6 billion pesos in net income for 2023, supported by a resilient top line, favorable commodity prices, and efficient spending that helped mitigate the impact of inflation. Its branded business saw double-digit growth led by the faster-growing milk and other emerging segments and the steady performance of its core marine and meat segments. These offset the softness in so-called original equipment manufacturer or OEM export segment. Still in earnings, initial numbers from Pure Gold are out, and net income reportedly dropped nearly 30% in the fourth quarter of 2023 to just 1.98 billion pesos. This amid increased operating expenses because of store expansions, while margins also got squeezed by increased competition. In other news, it seems like resorts are off to a great start this summer. Listed Boulevard Holdings reports its Friday's Puerto Galera Resorts saw sales more than quadruple in March to 5.8 million pesos, bringing its total sales for the 10-month period ending March to 26.5 million, double the amount year-on-year. And finally, Security Bank is forming a joint venture with Mitsubishi Motors to establish Mitsubishi Motors Finance Philippines, which will offer financing services to Mitsubishi Motors customers all over the country. The new company is expected to begin operations in 2025, with Mitsubishi Motors holding 51% ownership stake in the new company and Security Bank holding 49%. That is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.